20 minutes later, and I was back in the central hall, butting heads with Farris. "We've got to ship out of here. We can't wait till morning." General Farris shook his head.
"We've been through this before, Strachan. I won't have us marching through that jungle at night."
"The men can cope with the jungle."
"Maybe they can. But the villagers..."
"If we stay here and those mutants attack again, I can't guarantee we can hold them back. Our best hope is to take them by surprise, punch through their lines and keep on going."
"With the hostiles at our heels?"
"We only have to reach base camp. Then the odds will be a damn sight more even. With a couple more platoons, we could turn back around and blast those damn chaos scum
to..." "But the villagers, man! Some of them are old. There are children. They won't be able to keep pace with us."
"So, we lose a few civilians. Better that than..."
"No! We stick to my original plan. You said yourself that there were no casualties from the first attack."
"Because the mutants weren't trying. They thought that they could take us alive. Now they know better."
"If I didn't know you any better, I'd be starting to wonder if you'd lost your nerve."
And for the second time that night, I had to fight down the urge to punch this damn Validian upstart in his smug damned mouth. "You're asking me to sacrifice my men, my entire command platoon, for a lost cause."
"You have your orders,
Colonel Strachan."